Abraham Lincoln, the United States president who stopped slavery.
I was born in a one-room house and had very little education as a child. To educate myself, I read the life of George Washington, the Bible, and plays by Shakespeare. I became president of the USA and freed more than 3 million slaves. I lived with my parents on a farm in the state of Kentucky. Our house was a small cabin with one room. My parents had little education, but taught me some of the most important things in life. Respect and justice were always valued in my house. I was a child when I learnt that life was hard. I worked on my father's farm in both good and bad weather. When I was 9 years old, my mother became ill and died. Soon, my father began to have problems with the farm because he couldn't compete with the other farmers in the area. They owned slaves who worked for them, but my father did not. He thought that it was wrong to own slaves and that every man should be free. My father decided to start a new life, and he got married to Sarah Bush Johnston. It was the start of a new life for me, too. I became closer to Sarah than to my father. She was kind to me, and she became a good stepmother. When I was a young man, I decided to find a job. I went on a boat down the Sangamon River, and I got a job in New Salem in Illinois. My job was to take things down the river to New Orleans and sell them there. This was a great experience. I learned to communicate with people. Then the Black Hawk War started. It was a war against the Indians, and I joined the army. This was another important experience in my life. There must be a better way of solving problems, I thought. After the war, I decided to educate myself. I read The Life of George Washington, the Bible, and plays by Shakespeare. I was interested in the law and politics, and these books helped me develop my ideas. I also opened a shop in New Salem because I needed to make some money while I studied. When I became a lawyer in 1837, I stopped working in the store, and I started an office with William Herndon, a lawyer who was against slavery. I thought that the only way to stop slavery was with political action. So I decided to begin my political career. I began to work for the Illinois State Legislature. In a legislature, laws are decided. I thought that life should be fair for everyone, and it was necessary to have the right laws. When I became leader of the Illinois Whig Party, I began to explain my views in public. I said that I wanted a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. I also said that slavery was not fair. A lot of people didn't share my views. One of them was my fiancé's father, Mr. Todd. He was a rich man who had a lot of slaves. However, Mary and I got married and later had 4 sons. In 1846, I was elected to the United States Congress. In Congress, people make the country's laws. In 1847, I started work as a lawyer again. It was a useful time because I talked to a lot of people and I learned about their problems. Then, in 1856, I joined the Republican Party and became its leader until, in 1860, I won an election and became president. It wasn't easy. When I became president, 7 southern states decided to form a new country, the Confederate States of America. The people who lived in these states had slaves. They didn't want me as president because I wanted to stop slavery. On the 12th of April, 1861, I declared war. I wanted to join the North with the South into one country again, and the American Civil War began. It was a sad time for all of us. 2 years later, I declared that more than 3 million people were free from slavery. Now, white people had to pay black people for their work. Many of them didn't want to pay them, but they had to respect the law. In 1864, I started my second term as President of the United States. The war continued until the 9th of April, 1865. We paid a terrible price for the war. 600,000 Americans died, and the war also cost my life. One day, I was at the theater with my wife when I was shot and killed by John Wilkes Booth. He ended my presidency, but he did not end my cause. I died, but the country was one country again, and slaves were already free.